From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Olivia Love. The Missouri Democratic Party will host a presidential forum in Kansas City 2 days before the state's March 10th primary. From Kansas City, Aviva Okeson-Haberman has this.
Missouri's Democratic presidential primary is typically competitive. Last election cycle, Hillary Clinton won by 0.2%. But the party's executive director, Lauren Gepford, says a presidential forum is unusual. The March 8th event, which will be at the Kansas City Convention Center, will feature 20-minute speeches by the campaign's left standing after Super Tuesday. Gepford says the list of candidates will be released closer to the event. I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.
Republican lawmakers are trying to resurrect a Missouri voter photo identification law that was gutted by the state Supreme Court. Judges in January permanently blocked a central provision of the 2016 voter identification law that required voters without a photo ID to make a sworn statement in order to cast a regular ballot. Republicans, in response, are trying to pass a new voter ID bill that doesn't include the aspect of the 2016 law that the court found objectionable. The State House on Wednesday gave initial approval to a bill that would give voters two options, either show a photo ID to cast a regular ballot or cast a provisional ballot. A new coffee shop is opening up in Columbia with a mission to provide work experience to refugees and those with disabilities. KBIA's Jack Kozowski caught up with some employees at the new Love Coffee.
Wilson says that Love Coffee is a nonprofit 501c3 and is largely built off donations from the community.
And we're hoping that this creates just a great environment and community for people in Columbia to come, get good food, get good coffee, and see what people with disabilities are all about, that they're people just like you and me, and they can actually sometimes work better and harder than some of us.
Micah Baker, food and service manager for Love Coffee, says that his 20 years of baking and cooking experience has allowed him to pour himself into the job by teaching what he knows to help make a difference. Love Coffee serves coffee from qualities and makes fresh bakery items and food. Wilson says that they have received over $200,000 in donations and equipment. Love Coffee is having a soft opening this week, but will officially open the doors next Monday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. For KBIA News, I'm Jack Kosowski.
Federal officials have cited a Georgia-based charcoal manufacturer for exposing employees to safety and health hazards at two Missouri plants. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, is recommending fines of nearly $340,000 against Royal Oak Enterprises for violations at plants in Branson and Somersville, Missouri. The company did not immediately return calls from the Associated Press seeking comment. It has 15 days to comply or contest the allegations. I'm Olivia Love, KBIA News, Columbia.